Our next guest on Downtown is the drummer and founding member of the band Foghat, celebrating their 50th anniversary as a band this year. Out on the road and celebrating with a super new album recorded live at Daryl's house called 8 Days on the Road. We had a chance to catch up with Roger Earle earlier today to talk about the album and the band. I love the new album, 8 Days on the Road. Some great stuff in there. How much fun was it to do that live at Daryl's house?
It was, well, normally we don't get to play in such an intimate place, but it's a fantastic sounding room. The people there are all great professionals. I believe they were with Daryl and John Oates' band. They did all their monitors and everything like that. And the equipment was fantastic. They had a 5-camera shoot. And it was towards the end of 19. We had a 4-day run in a sprinter van, so like we were pretty tight, and it just worked out. It was a lot of fun, and it's our 50th anniversary. We figured we better put something out, and then we had the COVID nightmare come along, and that sort of put a damper on everything for about a year and a half. So I personally had a really nice time. I mean, I went fishing. I got to hang out with my girlfriend and my wife, grew vegetables in the garden. The first time I had a chance to really eat them, because every other summer after I've grown the vegetables, the deer come in and eat it, or the raccoons sort of steal everything. But now, it was, I had a good time, but I really miss going out there. We've done 3 shows this year. We just did the Moondance Jam in Minnesota. We played with Todd Rundgren that night. Wow, Todd, what a great band, and what a great voice he has. It was really terrific. He worked with us on our first couple of albums. He played piano and guitar and helped out with doing some mixes with us and stuff. It's good to be back on the road.
Yeah, you guys had a good time, and on the new album, man, you sound as good as ever, doing some Foghat classics, but also some fun covers too. I loved your version of Wild Cherries, Play That Funky Music.
Yeah, well, Brian Bassett, our lead and slide guitar player, who's also our producer and engineer, he had produced and engineered the record, was the guitar player in the band, and at sound checks and stuff, occasionally we would play it, you know, just for fun. And then before this, we recorded this record, I said, but why don't we just put it in the set? Because I love to play anyway. And in fact, that weekend was only like the third time we'd actually played the song. And poor Charlie June, our lead guitar and lead singer, had to learn another whole bunch of words. But it's a fun song to sing. I think everybody's danced to it at somebody's wedding or another. And because Brian was, and actually, I think what started, there was a whole bunch of other people that have recorded, like Prince recorded it. A number of people have done the song. And I said, let's just do it. It's fun. And music is supposed to be about fun. I mean, we take it seriously, but fun. Yeah, thank you. And we did Chuck Berry's song, Maybelline, which we haven't played in a while. Yeah, that's a quick one.
Well, speaking of those early founders of rock and roll, I understand that it was your dad playing Jerry Lee's Great Balls of Fire that lit that spark in you.
Yeah, Dad, I had great parents, actually. There was always music in our house. Dad played piano. He also worked at Aston Martin's. He was a panel fitter. They grew up in the East End of London, so there was always music in our house. We were the first people to have a tape recorder, Grundy tape recorder, record player. We had extra speakers attached to our TV so we could hear the music when it came on. Dad brought home the single like when I was about 11 or 12 years old, and I remember the B-side of I can't remember if it was Great Balls of Fire, or whether it was a whole lot of shaking going on, but the B-side was Mean Woman Blues. And my dad said, yeah, have a listen to this boy. He can really play the Joanna. So about 2 or 3 months later, Jerry Lee Lewis came to England. This is 1961, I think, somewhere around there. And my dad took me to see him, and I was never the same after that. My mum said it addled my brain. So I took up drums because my older brother Colin played piano and dad played piano. So anyway, drums were louder than piano.
Right, and your drum heroes were some pretty good ones. Guys like Francis Clay, who was with Muddy Waters, and the great Buddy Rich.
Right. Yeah, and Earl Palmer played on all the early late rock and roll stuff. Mm. Little Richard, you know, came out of New Orleans. They also played on hundreds of hit records. Yeah, it was, and Freddie Belo, who was did a lot of stuff at Chess Records. It was, those were the drummers that played for the song. Most of them were like, probably scored in like jazz and technically were like, you know, competent drummers. But it's all about the music, you know. I mean, I could never have been in the league of people like, say, Buddy Rich. I mean, he was just, you know, occasionally people come along that are that brilliant. You know, Buddy Rich, and then guitars, there's probably people like Jimi Hendrix, who was like, you know, I mean, how do you sort of become an originator when, you know, when there are millions of guitar players in the world? Well, Segovia and Jimi Hendrix. They were, I mean, so it was interesting, very interesting.
Well, we're talking with Roger Earl of Foghat. The new album is 8 Days on the Road. Hard to believe it was 50 years ago when you and Lonesome Dave decided to leave Savoy Brown and form this new band, and here you are still going strong. Could you ever have imagined that you'd be out there doing what you do with Foghat 50 years later?
You know, I think when I started, I don't think you really... you don't think much more than like 24 hours ahead, or like you're living for the moment anyway. I mean, musicians are sort of kind of like that. And also, it's like when you're creating music, it's like a moment in time. That's one of the hardest things, when, you know, when you're creating new music, to sort of actually let it go and say, that's good enough, because you have to let it go. It's like a moment in time, and you have to say, okay, that's it. Having said that, Foghat's always been known to be somewhat of a jam band, for want for another term. You know, Slow Ride originally was nearly 8 minutes long. It's now 10. I Just Want to Make Love to You was originally 5. That's now 9. Shadow of the 59 Boogie started off as a 5-minute song. Now it's anywhere between 10 and 15 minutes. So... damn, musicians have such a look at that. Such a good time.
Well, it sounds like you're having a great time on the new album. It's good to have new Foghat music out there. Roger, we thank you for making time for us and wish you a good health and continued success.
All right, you be safe out there. Good talking to you, Richard. Thank you.
Roger Earl, founding member of Foghat, the new album, live album, recorded live at Daryl's house. It's called 8 Days on the Road. Good stuff. You like rock and roll, you like Foghat, you'll love the heck out of the new album.